So today's deep dive is about the black ground beetle. As pest control experts here at Anderson Pest Solutions, our mission is to, take you from totally annoyed to completely informed about managing these specific intruders. We are pulling from an excerpt on managing and preventing black ground beetle infestations.
Yeah, and if you're managing properties or just living in Illinois, you're definitely already familiar with these guys out in the yard. They're just, doing their thing, part of the ecosystem. But the second they cross your threshold, well, the dynamic completely changes.
Right. And we all know they aren't actually dangerous. I mean, they don't bite, they aren't spreading diseases, and they aren't chewing through your drywall. It's honestly like having a group of teenagers loitering in your living room.
Yeah, exactly. Just lurking.
Right. They aren't breaking anything. They aren't stealing your food. They're just awkwardly hanging around in your personal space.
It's really the sheer volume that makes them such a huge nuisance. Because a stray beetle is one thing, but they tend to arrive in groups.
Yeah.
And they aren't coming inside just to hang out and stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a specific seasonal biological drive pushing them indoors.
The late summer and fall migration.
Yeah, exactly. The temperature starts dropping and they actively start seeking shelter to overwinter.
But wait a second. There's something that doesn't quite add up here for me.
What's that?
Well, in the source, it says they're desperately looking for dark, protected spaces to hide in for the winter. So why are they always swarming our porch lights? Like, why fly toward the brightest thing on the block if what you really want is the dark? Are they just using our lights as a beacon to find the dark cracks in our foundation?
Yeah, it's actually a two-step process. In those late summer and fall months, the light acts as an initial navigation beacon. They use artificial lighting almost like a runway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so your bright porch light pulls them out of the yard and brings them right up to the perimeter of your home.
Ah, so the light is just the invitation to the perimeter. And once they've literally hit a wall, their behavioral drive switches.
Exactly. Once they reach the structure, that's when the search for shelter really begins. They rely on tactile feedback, moving along the foundation until they find a dark crevice.
Like a crack in the mortar or something.
Yeah, a crack in the mortar, a tiny gap under door, or even poorly sealed expansion joints. They just squeeze right in. They follow the light to the structure, then use the structure to find that dark, protected shelter they actually crave.
So if we know they use the light as a runway, the best way to block the play is cutting off that attraction in the first place, right?
That's the most effective starting point, for
yeah.
Sure. Since light brings them to the perimeter, reducing outdoor lighting during peak migration times is totally crucial.
So switching to motion sensors or, like, yellow bug lights.
Right, exactly. But you also have to address the microenvironments around your foundation.
You mean the landscaping.
Yeah. Thick mulch, dense shrubs, or leaf litter right up against the house, it traps moisture and creates a perfect protected staging area for them before they find a crack to squeeze indoors. So you need to pull that cover back.
Basically, by pulling back the landscaping and flipping off the porch light, you are essentially turning off the neon vacancy sign at the bug motel.
That is a great way to put it, yeah.
You're telling those loiterers to just keep walking. And of course, you actually have to seal those tiny gaps and cracks in the foundation so they can't physically breach the perimeter.
Right. Prevention is always the first line of defense. But if a massive horde has already bypassed your defenses and established themselves inside, well, DIY methods usually aren't going to cut it.
Yeah, it gets tough.
Very tough. At that point, they've found the microclimates in your walls and basements, and large populations are incredibly difficult to control without specialized intervention.
Right. Sometimes the horde is just too big, and you need to call in the cavalry to get those lasting results. For professional help, call Anderson Pest Solutions at 866-696-2847.